That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. It is July 25th, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And if you're already looking for pumpkin spice items, that is all I need to know about you.
Right around the corner, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh. Kit Kat has already announced that they're putting out a pumpkin pie flavored cream filled bar that's coming out next month.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen two people already on Facebook talk about how excited they are. They can't wait for their pumpkin spice. And I'm like, listen, it's not even Labor Day. Like, relax. And plus, we all know pumpkin spice, for the most part, is disgusting. You know?
Did you see that Target has got their Halloween stuff is already out at Target?
Good. Why? Yeah. Why? Why? Yeah.
Because you need to buy.
Let summer live. No.
All right?
Come on.
But I did get $6 V-neck shirts on Cartwheel right before vacation. So Target's got some good deals going on.
Well,
right? let's not hate on Target.
Can you imagine I buy my Halloween candy today? What would happen? But there would be no candy for the children.
Right. If it was, it'd be hard as a brick,
right.
You know?
Here you go.
It doesn't keep the freshness. Right. But the weight ratio is good. How about if you bleed on the top paper towel in the bathroom and don't dispose of it? That's all I need to know about you. What's going on in the bathroom this morning?
Here?
If you cut yourself when you load the paper towels, because you know how, like, we've got those old school paper towel dispensers, like you pull one and 17 launch out of it.
Yeah.
If you're loading it and you cut yourself and you're bleeding, like, you can still get rid of that top paper towel. You should do that. Or if you're just somebody that's randomly bleeding in there, take notice of the fact that you're bleeding and get that out of there.
Our bathroom is just a little shop of horrors.
It
apparently.
Is.
It really
it's
is.
Just, it is.
It's just a nightmare.
Our bathrooms are stuck in 1967. It's unbelievable.
It's actually a decent bathroom. It's just there's strange things that go on in there.
You should see our tampon dispenser. Well, first of all, you got to collect all the quarters.
Haven't
and
seen
you
that.
Go there, and they come out, and it's like these little. I'll leave it at that.
Do
Thank
they
you.
Also launch out at rocket speeds like the paper towels, or no?
For the most part.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the parents of the 9-year-old kid that got flipped up in the air by the bison at Yellowstone, that's all I need to know about you. Have you seen this?
No.
I heard about it. I didn't watch the video because every time I see one of these stories, I'm like, that's you. You're dumb.
It's
good job.
They get way too close,
yep.
And the parents are running in one direction,
mm-hmm.
And this poor girl is getting flipped up in the air by a bison. She's
right.
Okay.
Good.
But you can see the parents in the video like, I'm out of here. We can always have
right.
another kid.
They didn't
right.
take the child with them as they're running away from
they
the bison.
They ran away.
Got to get that photo, man. Got to get that photo. Just get a little closer, honey. No, just, oh, this is going to be so great.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, you're going to get so many likes. Oh,
I
it's going to be so good. Boom. Wild animal.
That's all I need to know about
What's wrong
you.
With people?
Just because you feed something a cheeseburger doesn't mean it's your friend.
Right.
Right? Doesn't mean you've domesticated it.
Wild animal.
1-800-330-9999 if you want to chime in too. Just tell us. That's all I need to know about you. What was commonplace in the 80s that you would never see now? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, Star 99.9. Raven, last night I had an epiphany.
Okay.
I was watching Stranger Things. Don't worry. No spoilers.
Don't give me any because I only got through episode one of season three so far. I've been very busy.
Okay.
It's so good.
But anyway, Hopper is smoking in a restaurant. Okay. He's a cop.
He smokes everywhere. Yeah.
But it struck me when I saw him smoking in a restaurant, mm-hmm. because I forgot that you used to be able to smoke in restaurants.
Right, right.
Really?
Because it's been so long since that's... You remember there used to be a smoking section, a non-smoking section?
Right.
Which, to me, right now, feels so alien.
It's even crazy. Odd to see somebody smoke on screen because for a long time, nobody was smoking on television. That was the rules, too. They only put it on cable television. It's just that all these cable networks now have big shows.
Right.
So people are smoking on screen again.
And then I've been struggling lately, honestly, with the... I live in Norwalk, and they ban plastic bags, right? And now they're starting to ban plastic straws. And even though I know it's good for the environment, like, I'm just forgetting to bring my bags. It takes some getting used to.
Right. You don't want to give up on things just yet here.
Right. And it's funny because I was thinking about it. I was looking at my daughter, Dakota, who's only 8 months old. And by the time she gets a little bit older, she wouldn't even know a world where there was plastic bags at places.
That's
right.
It. She'll say, what was wrong with you, archaic barbarians?
Right. And it's funny because I was talking to my older daughter, Hayden, and later on you'll hear it. We were talking about it during Hayden's life advice, and I brought up a chalkboard, and she didn't know what a chalkboard was.
It's over. Chalkboards are gone.
Yeah.
Wow. Right.
Because now it's the whiteboards, the smart boards.
Smart boards, yeah.
I was like, well, okay. And then I started thinking about it. There's a lot of things that we grew up with that our kids are never going
to
know about.
Oh, this sounds like a perfect opportunity to get in the time machine. Can we do that?
Get in the time machine.
All good.
Everybody, put on your
Close the door.
We're going back to 1983.
Extinguish all smoking materials, please.
You can relight them once we get back there.
How about styrofoam?
Oh, yeah.
Styrofoam was everywhere, man. Every sandwich that you got in fast food came in styrofoam.
McDonald's. Really? I remember the pancakes used to come in the styrofoam.
Everything. And that was like a full sheet of styrofoam.
Yeah.
That was like enough to like transport items for Amazon.
Yeah.
It was a lot of styrofoam, man.
Yep. Okay.
And you know, now when I get like something in styrofoam, first off, you know you're not supposed to microwave it in and out, right? Does everybody know that?
Yeah.
Because we did that for about 30 years.
Lots of health effects.
We're like, put it right in the nuclear fusion machine. That'll be fine. Right. We'll just...
Warm it right
up. Yeah. It's delicious.
Do you feel a burning sensation?
Mm. Now, whenever I look at a piece of styrofoam, I'm just like, that's 5,000 years in a landfill, man.
Right?
And I feel terrible about myself.
Yeah.
I feel so guilty. How about aerosol hairspray?
Well, I still use aerosol hairspray.
Oh, thanks for the melting glaciers, Anna Zapp, Bon Jovi, Motley Crue, Skid Row.
I feel like nobody cares anymore about that. Am I the only one? They sell it everywhere. It's not like it used to be. Remember, you have to go...
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to like split like once at a time.
It was pretty good.
But now everybody
uses aerosol.
Who knew
that was in your wheelhouse? Your hairspray.
My hairspray sound. I have a lot of hidden talent.
How about riding with a 3-foot battery or a 3-pound battery attached to your hip for a satellite phone? Like now, check your X-ray scans, people.
Yeah.
That's like working the roof in Chernobyl.
Yeah.
All right. Wasn't a good idea, but we were just like, look at me.
We're like, Zach Morris can do it on Saved by the Bell.
I got
can carry
this right
brick
here
with me too.
Yeah, a wood paneling on cars.
Yeah, why did we do?
What were we thinking?
Why is that?
Our car is supposed to be made out of wood.
I don't think so.
No. Is it a carriage thing? I don't know.
I don't know.
Shag carpeting, same line of thought. Do you know what's hiding in those long furs?
Yeah, but that's
long
anything.
Threads.
But that's coming back into style.
Oh,
my
daughter
has a shag carpet in her room. Throw.
Check it. Check it
probably
right
disgusting.
Now. You should get a light, spray it with luminol, and then use a black light over it.
And I have to say, though, we've lost 6 air earrings in that shag carpet.
And they haven't emerged yet at this point.
Just, I don't know.
Who knows what's going to happen with those things.
All right. If you want to chime in, too, 1-800-330-9999. What was commonplace in the 80s that you would never see now? 1-800-330-9999. What was commonplace in the 80s that you would never see today? Star 99.9 at Santa and Raven. This came up because yesterday I was watching Stranger Things. No spoilers, don't worry. And Hopper was smoking in the restaurant.
Oh, he smokes everywhere.
Right, but all I kept
constantly thinking
was, oh my gosh, I forgot you used to be able to smoke in restaurants like it was no big deal.
Right, there was all sorts of things in the 80s, though, that you were able to do that you can't do nowadays. How about, like, big movie ballad soundtracks, right?
Yeah, but they still have that.
No, they don't.
They're just not as, they don't get as popular.
That's what I'm saying. Only Disney comes out with popular songs with movies now. The rest of them are terrible.
Yeah, Misty sent us a direct Facebook message, and she said, 80s things, 900 phone lines. Remember when you used to call Cleo? Remember
right.
Miss Cleo?
Cleo got paid. Yo.
Yeah, she got me a lot
of
money.
Cleo got paid. I think she went to prison.
I think she passed away recently, actually.
Well, you know what?
I'm not 100%
sure. You stole people's pension. It
you're
still
correct.
Doesn't mean
yeah,
that I
right.
should be nicer to you because you passed
Cleo
now at this
2016.
Well, yeah, she died a couple years ago.
All right. Well, all right. You know, she only bilked people out of $500 million.
Okay. 30-foot phone lines. Remember that? You
yeah.
used to walk around the house.
From
the
kitchen
everywhere.
To the living room. Everywhere. Yep, you could do that.
1-800-330-9999. What was commonplace in the 80s that you would never see today?
Oh, let's go back in the time machine.
Yes, get in there.
Telephone.
Yeah, rotary telephone. Now, I actually had this discussion the other day with a couple of older ladies over at a party. While we don't miss the rotary telephone, we do miss the fact that it was a home assault weapon.
Right.
If somebody broke into your house, you could kill somebody with a rotary phone.
I have one in my family room.
Do you have it now just in case somebody breaks in?
No, I have it more for display and to look fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's like old and my house is old. Anna and Raven, what was commonplace in the 80s that you would never see today?
Shoulder pads.
Shoulder pads. Yeah, do you remember shoulder pads?
Yes, and girls' coats, jackets, blouses, all that type of thing. Why did all of a sudden we wanted women to look like linebackers?
I'm not sure, but I like shoulder pads.
Do you?
I do. I think that they make people look like, I don't know.
Linebackers.
Robots.
Okay.
Yep.
Robot linebackers. Thank you. Ann Raven, commonplace in the 80s. You never see it today.
Phone booth.
And Ann Raven, what was commonplace in the 80s you'd never see today?
How about movie theaters where the person in front of you, you just looked at the back of their head. There was no stadium seating.
Right. There wasn't even space in there. And the whole thing smelled like cigarettes because people could smoke in there too before.
Yeah, but those places still
yes.
exist. I went to a Westchester movie theater. I met some friends a couple months ago, and they had old school movie theaters, and it was awful.
Listen, if you've got old school theater and it still smells like cigarettes, they're showing adult films nowadays.
Oh.
That's a real thing.
I know. All right. You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. Something that was commonplace in the 80s that you would never see today.
I was watching Stranger Things last night, and one of the main characters was smoking in a restaurant, and it like stopped me for a second because I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot that you used to be able to smoke in restaurants.
Yeah, so out of place right now. And of course, that meant a trip into the time machine.
Right, exactly. And we were asking, what was commonplace in the 80s that you would never see today? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I would definitely have to say wind-up cameras or ones with film.
Oh, yeah. Wind-up cameras, one with film. I found a waterproof camera in a box before we left for our vacation just a few weeks ago. And there's only 12 pictures already taken. I didn't want to carry it because it just seemed so bulky. But now what do I do with those remaining, like, 13 pictures I got to do? Then there's the next terrifying question. Who picks them up? Because you can't send your wife. Who knows what's on this camera?
You got to go get it.
It could be from forever ago.
But can you imagine that we lived in a time where we didn't even know if we took a good picture?
Right.
Until, like, 3 days later.
And
when
they were never
went.
Good.
Yeah, they were never good.
You had to take...
And there was never one-hour photos either.
Right.
Right.
You had to take the same picture five times and hope for the grace of God that it would come out well.
Yeah.
As you picked it up in the Kmart Plaza from that little hut. What is that person doing in that little hut?
Oh, that job doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
1-800-330-9999. What was commonplace in the 80s that you would never see today?
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
That's right. If you ever need life advice, you can email my 10-year-old daughter Hayden at star999.com.
She doesn't have a degree, but there's no copay, and she'll give you her unfiltered advice every single time without hesitation.
That's right. Let's get to it.
Okay, Hayden, today's email says, "Dear Hayden, my son and I would like you to settle a dispute for us. He's 8 years old, and he thinks that whenever he misbehaves, I give him too much punishment because I take away his video games for an entire week. What do you think is an appropriate punishment?" From Mom and Daryl. Well, all right. This is kind of a tough one because we don't know exactly what he did. But what do you think are some appropriate punishments for a child that age?
Well, I feel like if you do something that's really bad, the worse the punishment should be. But I'm just going to tell you a few of the punishments I think you should give. Mom, I don't know if you've ever seen this show, but it's called The Simpsons.
I've heard of it, yes.
And at the beginning, Bart has to write sentences over and over on the chalkboard. Of course, there's no such thing as chalkboards anymore. So he would just have to write it on a piece of paper.
Okay, so just writing things over and over. What else is a good punishment?
No desserts for a week.
That sounds serious. How would you feel if I took away dessert for an entire week?
I would scream, "How do I live without dessert?"
I think you would survive. I mean, I can understand that it would be difficult, but I'm relatively certain you would live.
Would I?
Yes. Other ideas for punishments?
Running laps. He has to run as many laps as you want around your house.
Just run? Just run laps?
Yes. And instead of taking away devices, just tie his hands together. That sounds like much easier for you.
I don't know if that's legal.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you could tie your kids' hands together so they can't play video games.
I just saw a commercial for that new face recognition thing that Apple's coming out with, too. So that's not going to work, all right?
Right.
It's not going to work at all. Now, do you prepare dessert every single evening? Every single evening? Because it sounds like all of a sudden there's a dessert coming every evening.
Tiramisu for you.
I mean, I get a dessert maybe once a month or something, like, you know?
She
like,
does have dessert.
It's got to be somebody's birthday.
No. She has dessert every day. So it's not like how you're thinking, like a massive sundae. She'll get, like, I have, like, these 100-calorie pops, you know, things like that.
All
like,
right.
It's, like, something sweet at the end of the night. She
I see a silver
does.
Platter coming out with a gentleman right. with a napkin over his arm, and he's like, "Your dessert, madam."
A Reese's Pieces sundae.
Right, yeah, no, right. I do like the really. Laps, though. That's been there since the dawn of time.
Right, like, right? Run a lap.
Yep. Parents were saying that in the 70s. Why don't you go outside and dig a hole or run around the house a few times?
I started this new boot camp, and they make us run laps to start, and every single time I feel like a child child being punished.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to
do anything wrong.
Third grade gym class. You're like, I pay taxes. I don't need this.
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden at star999.com. Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N at star999.com. See you next week.
I divorced my ex because...
Oh, boy.
Yep, 1-800-330-9999. Why did you divorce your ex? What happened? Like, what was that one thing that drove you over the edge? You couldn't do it anymore.
There are many steps upon that ladder, I think, when you're climbing that ring. But for some, there's definitive moments, no question about it.
Yeah, and there's been this article that was put out about divorce lawyers talking about the craziest reasons why people have split up. Let's go down this list, and you tell me if this would be a deal breaker or not for you and your relationship, okay?
It's basically the only time that a lawyer is funny. Give it to me.
A guy divorced his wife because she was a loud chewer. My husband makes a lot of noises when he eats.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's one of those people, he's like... Nom, nom,
nom, nom, he's like nom, singing? Nom, nom, is he a grunt or anything like that?
I mean, it makes noise, but I don't think in a million years I would divorce him because of that. That's just kind of the reason... why I love him.
Well, you wait till you're like 55 or 60 and you want to stab him with a fork while you're doing that, while you're over at the IHOP getting the Rootin' Tootie Fresh and Fruity for the senior discount in the morning.
A divorce lawyer said that he had a couple that a woman had vertigo and her husband thought she was possessed and kept trying to do exorcisms on her until she finally filed for divorce.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds like more like a real problem, you know?
Intense. Vertigo is a real thing. It's a medical condition.
Right.
All right. It's nauseating.
A guy wouldn't go on his honeymoon because he was worried about his plants dying, so the woman took her sister instead and then left him when she got back.
It's a heck of a vacation.
Right.
Tell me they were alone every night. Come on. She met a little somebody. A little somebody, huh?
Who cares if your plants die? My plants die all the time, and I'm trying to keep them alive, and I'm home.
Listen, you should care. I mean, you're investing time in it and whatnot, but we kill everything at my house and in my yard, so.
Buy more plants.
I understand. Well, you know what? It's just not about a disposable life,
just saying,
Christian.
Just buy more plants.
So far, all of these seem pretty trivial, but this one, I would divorce my husband if this happened.
Okay.
A woman got kidnapped in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Kidnapped.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And her husband wouldn't pay the ransom.
Well, it just seems like it was a lie. It was a bad investment at the time. I mean, who has that kind of money?
So her family paid it, and then she divorced him when she got back to America.
Accurate. Oh, well, dad and mom, there was an insistence upon that. They were like, yeah, we're going to pay.
Oh, my
gosh.
When
you get back, you're getting rid of that bum.
How much? That's too much.
It's been a good run.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have that kind of cash.
You feel like anymore. You're like, oh, thank you, thank you. You got me out of it, finally. Thank you. Who knew it would happen this easily?
A woman left her husband because he was, quote, too sad after his dad died.
Jeez.
That's rough.
Right?
Wow.
Thanks, man. Stop being sad.
For richer or poorer, but I'm leaving because you're just bringing me down.
People die. Get up.
Wow.
Go to work.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I feel like maybe he got lucky with her leaving.
Yeah. Went on and had a decent life after that.
We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. I divorced my ex because... 1-800-330-9999. I divorced my ex because a group of divorce lawyers came together and they created a list of the craziest reasons why they've heard that couples have broken up. Here's one of my favorites, Raven.
What do you got?
A couple couldn't agree on what to name their cat. The wife wanted to name it Snowball, and the husband liked the name Lily.
Oh, man.
So they got a divorce. Now, the question I have is, who got the cat?
Right.
And what did they name the cat?
That's a good, that's a solid question.
Yeah. But we know how it goes. Sometimes relationships just don't work out. But what was that one deal-breaking moment that you were like, you know what? We're done here.
I feel like I should have known when two guys in my wedding party at my first marriage were like, I can get you out of here. Right now. Right now. And they were serious, and I was thinking about what the passenger seat of their vehicles would feel like driving away right at that moment.
Do you look back on that and you're like, I just should have gotten in that car.
Should have jumped, man. The money was already spent, and it just ended up costing me more money after. Should have jumped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Brian Mitchell. Should have listened to you.
1-800-330-9999. I divorced my ex because... A woman divorced her husband because he refused to yell at her. Whenever she starts screaming at him, he'd just sit there and take it.
Oh, man. Man, that's a serious reason. You got to get out of that relationship there, lady.
How dare he?
Right.
Not yell back.
Not engage.
A guy hated his wife for hoarding scrapbooking supplies, and she hated him for filling their yard with broken down cars. So in their divorce settlement, she demanded to get the old cars. He wanted the scrapbooking stuff, and then they threw it all away.
Sounds beautiful.
Because the city showed up and said, this place is going to be condemned. You're getting divorced. You really want to sell this? You want to walk away with something? It's all going in the trash, people.
Star 99.9. It's Sienna and Raven. Divorce lawyers reveal the craziest reasons why people have split up.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked on our Facebook page, like, what was that moment for you when you say, I'm done here, and
right.
you divorced your ex? What was that thing that happened that caused you to make that go on?
What do you got? You got something good?
Let's see. Wendy wrote, my fiance was having an affair with my best friend since they were 6 years old.
Wow.
And what? His sister-in-law, who was still married to his brother.
Wait a minute. Hold 6 years old.
At that point, like, if did you know they had been having relations since they were children? I don't understand.
But here's the thing. If you come in and you go to marry, or you've got a fiance, and he's been having something ongoing with somebody for 6 years, since 6 years old, you're the interloper, not
right.
them.
Right.
Frankly. I mean, you're the home wrecker.
Some point.
Right? The
right.
Barbie home wrecker.
Yeah.
It's you.
Wow.
Ozzy wrote on our Facebook page, he divorced her because she would not have a beer with him. It's
wow.
weird.
Right,
I mean,
Ozzy.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I guess, like...
Ozzy's a simple man.
Yeah.
He knows what he wants.
Right.
He just wants her to sit down and have Stella.
Share some right. suds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heineken.
Yeah, I don't know.
Leah... Oh, this is kind of sad. Leah...
Great. Way to set it up. What do you got? Give me sadness at 6:55.
She said it was time for him to get out the door because he would claim that she spent too much time with their 15-month-old and gave the baby too much attention.
Just leave it alone for a few hours.
Leave our child alone.
Right.
Put it
right.
in front of the TV.
Listen, I need to be a priority. I need to be a priority. Wow.
It's awful.
Wow.
I mean,
it can feed itself.
I also would like to be burped. Is no one else allowed to be burped here now at this point?
Yvonne wrote that she knew it was time to get rid of her ex when he lost his job for the fifth time.
Wow.
Now, the Jeez. First time, you're there for them, right?
Right, of course.
You know, you got to be there. The second time, you're like, oh, my gosh, this is such a string
this
of bad luck.
Right.
After that, you're like, dude, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing?
Just
How
go
you keep
there
getting hired?
And keep your mouth shut.
And do right. your job.
Right. You'll be fine. Just go. Is it enough for you to just show up?
1-800-330-9999. I divorced my ex because... I've been talking about divorce this morning because these lawyers put out a list of the craziest reasons why they've seen people get divorced. Star 99.9 at Santa and Raven.
It's always easier to laugh at other people's misfortune than it is to actually go through pain of your own. So.
Exactly.
Welcome to the morning show.
Right. But here's the thing. Here's the thing is that there's actually a lot of tools out there to help people get through divorce and then survive the aftermath on you know, managing the children
right,
and
right.
all that.
Because if you go to the lawyer's office with all that anger and angst still going on here, you're just going to pay the lawyers more money. So come to an agreement. Be civil, people.
So here are some apps that you can use during your divorce and afterwards that can help. And I'm going to put this up on our Facebook page, too. You can search Anna and Raven. The first one is called Divorceify. And this app is like a GPS roadmap for those going through a divorce.
Okay.
So it offers lawyers, therapists that you could use, and kind of like the whole process, it walks you through it. So
okay,
you don't feel alone or, you know.
So this is not like a shared password thing. We're not both going to be on this app.
No,
you
not
and
that
the other party.
And if you're having a hard time, there's an app called Mend, which is a personal coach for the brokenhearted. And it talks about why your divorce happened, and it kind of helps you mentally prepare yourself for what's going to happen next.
You're still attractive. You've got things to offer the world. You're going to date again. Don't worry. It's
right.
not over.
And this one is interesting because it can be used in court. And this is one that you guys use together, you and your ex. It's called Talking Parents.
Okay.
And it's kind of like text messaging each other,
mm-hmm.
but it keeps records of everything. It's time stamped and it verifies when it was read.
Ooh.
So a lot of times there's issues with he said this and
right.
I didn't say that. So
right.
this is basically if you only communicate through Talking Parents and there's an issue, you can bring those printed out things to court.
It'll
be admissible.
Let me just point out the fact that that's every email server on the planet at this point,
well,
too. But thanks for that app.
Yeah,
it's in an app.
That's
yeah.
good. Right?
Then there's a couple other apps that are great, like Support Pay, where you can see the expenses and mm-hmm. it like divides it in half for you, so you each pay each parent.
So these all feel like things that are the business of being divorced or whatever, mm-hmm. managing the finances or whatever. I was looking for more like you type something angrily into an app and then it spits out a sensitized version of that, a PC version of that, that you can actually send to the other party.
Oh, do you have
it's
an
like
app?
An app that saves you from yourself.
And I believe
wow.
there's an app that you use. Now, when did you get informed of this app? Because I know you pretty well.
Yeah. So a therapist at one point, I love therapists. They're great. They're fantastic. You should have at least half a dozen people. So a therapist at one point right. turned me on to this app called Mind Shift. And basically, that's what it was. It was for, you know, marriage. So you'd look in there. I'm feeling this way. And then it would tell you how not to feel. How to feel and what to say and what not to say.
Okay, open up the app. Let's do it.
Now, so to be this fair, it's been a very long time.
So
Very long time since I used the app here. So,
what does it say?
I had to do the whole forgot password thing and all that stuff. So the first thing it asked me is, how am I today?
How are you feeling?
And then it shows me all these little emojis and faces. And then I have to go ahead and pick whichever face that I'm on.
This is the app Mindshift.
This app just says, okay. Oh, there is a sliding scale. Look, you can go awful.
Are you
awful? Or you can go great.
So what are you feeling?
I'm going to go good.
You're feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
In the middle.
I'm feeling good. Submit.
Awful.
Let's rate your anxiety 1 to 10. Oh, no. Now there's a test.
Oh, all right. So what's your anxiety?
Well, if I was getting divorced, I'd say my anxiety is up there. All right? I'm going to go with 9. Okay. Lady be costing me money, and you ain't never going to get my dog.
But it doesn't seem to make sense since you're feeling good. If you're feeling good, why would your anxiety be at a 9?
Describe what's going on. I have to send her a message, and I think I'll say something terrible.
That's what you're saying.
This is just for example.
Yeah.
I can't type and talk at the same time. Say something terrible.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then let's see what it says here to do. Okay.
What does it say to do?
Done. It says, it's just asking me more questions.
Right.
Don't do that. Check and save. Yep. Your entry's been saved. If you need help right now, access quick relief. Quick relief. I'm pressing the button.
Quick relief.
Shift your thinking. Take a breath. Ground yourself. Take a small step. Get help. Which one do we want?
Why don't you take a small step? Let me see you get up and take a small step.
Teeny step.
You click on to take a small step. It actually says reach out. So that means high five.
Who are you reaching out to?
It just says high five. There's an emoji of people high five.
All right.
See, that felt good.
High five.
That felt good, right?
So now that we high five, you feel better?
Go for a walk. Have a bite. Unwind, shows a cup of coffee, or shift your focus. Let's go with shift your focus. Distract things for a moment.
All right, Raven, I think we're good here with
Mindshift.
Watch
a funny video, play a video game, or draw
a video.
I mean, this feels like for a kid sleeping in somebody's basement here.
I mean, Raven, I don't think this app is going to help people get through their divorce.
If you click on shift your thinking, it's literally just one flashcard after another of basically like the hang in there kitty poster.
Nice.
Anxiety is time limited. Page 2. This feeling will pass. It won't last forever.
Good.
Page 3. I can get through this.
Good.
Positive thinking, everybody.
It's like wedding crashers when you walk in.
If you want
if
you want the actual list of suggested apps that you can use while going through a divorce, we're going to put that up on our Facebook page right now. Search Anna and Raven.
Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Miranda and Mike joining us this morning. Miranda, let's start with you. What's going on?
Mike and I have been together. We've been together seriously, like committed for a little over a year, about 13 months-ish, because I'm a girl and I keep track of this kind of thing. Mike is amazing. He's such a terrific guy. Like, the issue is not with Mike. He's divorced and he has 2 kids and he shares custody with his ex. Love that he's an involved parent. That's one of the things I love about him. But his ex is absolutely adamant that I not be around the kids, that I not spend time with the kids, that I haven't even met the kids until we're engaged. Unless we're engaged, she doesn't want the kids around me. She doesn't want them to know about me, nothing. She is completely like, no.
Mike, how old are your kids?
My girl Lauren, she's 5, and my son Jacob, he's 7.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't want them to be confused by the whole situation.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, it's not like they're teenagers, and they kind of understand how this thing goes. I mean, it's still new to them at this point.
Mike, are you not introducing Miranda to your children because you feel like it's not right yet, or because your ex-wife has pressured you not to?
You know, I think it's a lot of things. You know, I really care for Miranda, and I picture our relationship moving forward. But my ex-wife, Samantha, she kind of set up the idea that unless we're getting married again, not to involve the kids. I mean, and besides, you know, me and Miranda, my ex-wife is dating, and I don't want my kids to meet a bunch of strange men as well, you know? And it's hard to justify why I can introduce, you know, Miranda to the kids, but she can't introduce somebody else. And how do you set what's serious or a parameter? So the one that was set was engagement, and we agreed to it.
All right. Well, I think you guys both made kind of a valid argument. I mean, over a year is a long time not to meet somebody's family, people that are very important to them.
Right. I mean, but if things are running smoothly with the ex and the kids are doing well enough, do you really want to bump the road in that? I mean, I'm sorry to disregard your feelings here, Miranda, but it's a real question.
Well, then here's my thing. Then all of a sudden we get engaged and it's not like here's daddy's friend or here's someone that spends time with daddy and that daddy has a girlfriend. I mean, they understand the concept of boyfriends and girlfriends, but all of a sudden it's like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm going to be your new stepmom. Like, that's well, who we're going to be.
That's a good point.
That is a very good point.
Yeah.
That is a very valid point.
All right. So what we do is ask our audience, and they may agree with you, Miranda. It's been over a year. You guys are in a committed relationship. It's time for you to meet the family. And Mike, you're going to have to bring that up with your ex-wife. But they may see your side too, Mike, that if this is currently working for you and your ex-wife and everything is civil, Miranda, you got to hold on until Mike is ready to go to the next step. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Yeah, I mean, I'll listen.
Give us a call. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Honda of Westport Couples Court. So Mike and his ex-wife have an agreement that they're not going to introduce anybody they're dating to the children. The children are 5 and 7. But Miranda's like, hey, we've been dating for 15 months. 13 months.
She was very specific.
It's been over a year. Let's leave it at that. She's like, I think at this point I should be part of the kids' lives, especially since we're very serious. Like, you're just going to spring it on them one day that, hey, maybe we're going to get married?
Well, to be fair, he says that he doesn't want his kids meeting his ex-wife's people that she's involved with.
Until they're engaged, too.
Made an agreement early on there. So, you know, you can't basically rectify your end of the agreement and not hers, right?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven?
I'm on the ex-wife's side.
Tell us why.
Because I think that, you know, the husband and the ex-wife have made an agreement about this. And the ex-wife has agreed and has not introduced the kids to her boyfriend or whoever. So I think that Miranda just needs to take a back seat because it's not really her decision. You know, her boyfriend can take that into consideration, but that needs to be revisited on a mature level with the ex-wife.
You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Miranda has been dating Mike for over a year and wants to meet his kids, but Mike says they're only 5 and 7 and he has an agreement with his ex-wife to wait until they're engaged.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. It gets a little bit weird if you wait until you say, hey, I'm going to be your new mommy to meet somebody.
Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven.
I'm on her side. I was in the same situation, and we decided to wait until we were serious. And then we told him that, you know, I'm in his life, and you know, he got used to me being around so that when we told him we were getting married, he wasn't shocked. And then he got to be part of the wedding, and he got really excited.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the girlfriend's side. I think there has to be an adult decision when she'll be introduced to the children, because they also have to see as a couple how the dynamic of their relationship will change with children in the picture.
Right.
That's a good point.
I mean,
I think
it's a very valid point, is that she has to decide whether or not this is something that's right for her before they've made that big life decision. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the woman's side. I've been in this situation myself, and he said that they had an agreement not to introduce unless they were engaged. But how do you become engaged to someone who hasn't even met your kids?
That's a good
point. How can you make a proper decision to do that? You don't even know what the relationship is like. What if they don't like her? What if the relationship doesn't work out? Would you still marry that person?
Yeah. Right. What if that 7-year-old is a snot-nosed little... No.
That's not nice.
Have a great morning.
You know, it's funny because I do agree on both sides, but she makes such a good point. Like, that is a deciding factor going forward in a relationship. So
absolutely.
Maybe Mike needs to revisit that with his ex-wife and have a conversation about that.
Mm.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Miranda, our audience agreed with you this morning. It's been over a year. You guys are in a long-term relationship, but you bring up a lot of valid points. You don't want to just all of a sudden show up as, hey, I'm going to be your new stepmom.
Right.
Maybe if starting to introduce her as your friend is the right way to go, and that's going to have to be a conversation you're going to have with your ex-wife, Mike.
I might have to do that now. I appreciate, you know, some feedback, guys.
Miranda, you must be happy about this.
I am. I mean, obviously, I want him to be happy. Him being a good dad is one of the things that's wonderful about him. You know, I don't want to do anything that's going to hurt the kids, but I feel like in the long run, this is going to be the best thing.
Thanks. All right, guys. Well, we wish you the best of luck. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought
it. Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah.
As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dinner.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Susan, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Susan.
All right. Thank you. Raven is heading on out of here. Here's how it works, Susan. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite them back in, ask them the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you could beat them, we give you a $100 gift card, a little pub. You ready?
Yep.
Number one, John Oliver confirmed to Stephen Colbert that Beyonce was photoshopped into the Lion King cast photo. What Comedy Central show did John and Stephen work on together?
The Daily Show.
Number two, Taylor Swift dropped a new single called The Archer. Who interrupted her acceptance speech during the 2009 VMAs?
Kanye West.
Number three, Sarah Michelle Gellar has been organizing meal deliveries for Selma Blair since she was diagnosed with MS last year. In what famous 1999 movie did they kiss and win the MTV Movie Award for Best Kiss?
I don't know.
Number four, Eddie Murphy is looking to do some more stand-up comedy. What character did he voice in Shrek?
Donkey.
And number five, Bindi Irwin, Steve Irwin's daughter, got engaged. In what country is her zoo?
Australia.
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo!
Susan got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's going to be enough, though. Let's see. All right, number one, John Oliver confirmed to Stephen Colbert that Beyonce was photoshopped into the Lion King cast photo.
Right.
What Comedy Central show did John and Stephen work on together?
The Daily Show.
The Daily Show is correct. Susan's still leading you 4 to 1. Number two, Taylor Swift dropped a new single called The Archer. Who interrupted her acceptance speech during the 2009 VMAs?
Kanye West, of course.
I'm going to let you finish, Taylor.
Right.
I'm going to let you finish.
Right, but Beyonce should have won.
All right, number three. Sarah Michelle Gellar has been organizing meal deliveries for Selma Blair since she was diagnosed with MS last year,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. And what famous
it's
1999...
It's awesome that she's arranging meals for.
Yeah.
Right.
It's awesome that she's helping out like a good friend.
Right.
And all of them, Reese Witherspoon, all of them are helping her out. But anyway, the question is, in what famous 1999 movie did they kiss and win the MTV Movie Award for Best Kiss?
That's Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions is correct. Susan's still leading you 4 to 3.
It's a great movie.
Number four, Eddie Murphy is looking to do some more stand-up comedy. What character did he voice in Shrek?
He's Donkey.
That's right. You guys are tied at 4. And number five, Bindi Irwin, Steve Irwin's daughter, got engaged. In what country is her zoo?
Oh, come on. Australia. You know that's on my bucket list.
Yeah, all
of
right.
all time.
I'm sorry, Susan. Raven beat you 5 to 4 this morning.
That's okay. I'm Susan from Naugatuck, and John beat me.
I just want to put it out there that I love Bindi Irwin.
She's great.
She's a national treasure of Australia and America.
She's a dual treasure.
Fantastic.
You know, Australia has some of those. Hugh Jackman, Nicole Kidman, they're all doing pretty great.
But Bindi Irwin, I think, is the best.
She's the sweetest at the moment.
I love her. Okay, that's
awesome. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Here's a story about never giving up on your lost pet.
Oh, what do you got?
In 2016, a family here in Connecticut in Westbrook was moving into a new home, and the cat Dooley got a little bit scared and jumped out the car window when they pulled into the driveway and disappeared.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yep.
New neighborhood, all that stuff. You just feel terrible about it.
Yep. And they were heartbroken, and they put up the signs everywhere. They let all the animal control centers in the area know that they were missing Dooley.
Sure.
Well, here we are, 3 years later. 3 years later, and all of a sudden, they get a call from one of the animal controls, and they say, hey, listen, we may have found Dooley. And here they are talking about it.
I knew right away that it was Dooley, but there was a question about his markings, etc. And I said, by the way, Dooley had a microchip inserted in Florida. And they went, oh, really?
And when they checked it, sure enough, it was Dooley. And here's the best part. They kept Dooley's bed and toys the whole 3 years because they never gave up hope that he was going to come home.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that sweet?
That is nice.
All right, you tell me something good.
Something sweet and nice. How about this? Today is Miracle Treat Day at all Dairy Queen locations. At least $1 from every Blizzard that is purchased will be donated to Children's Miracle Network hospitals. So go out, get yourself a sundae, get yourself something nice, and feel feel good about it on top of it.
How about what I said the first thing when I walked in this morning that I can't wait to eat today? The St. Anne's Festival in Norwalk kicks off tonight.
Right.
And all week, all I keep thinking about is if I get to Thursday, I get my pizza free.
Right.
I can't wait.
That is your reward you've given yourself.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Tell us something good.
Well, I live on Long Island, and I'm 62 years old, and I just won first runner-up to Miss New York Senior America.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Congratulations.
That is great news. Congratulations to you.
I mean, honestly, you sound like you're in your 20s.
Right.
Your voice.
I know. I sound young, right? I look even better now.
Nah, I like that attitude, girlfriend.
Do you have a talent?
Yes, I sing.
Well, what are you going to sing for us?
Yeah.
You called us. Now you got to do it.
All right. Ellen, my love.
That's my wedding song.
My lonely days are over, and I can find the song.
I mean, the fact that you're doing this. Whoa! I mean, the fact that you're doing this in a bikini at 9:52 for the Anna and Raven show really makes my morning.
Yeah. Thank you, and congratulations.
Good luck.
Thank you.